Hello, Internet. It is time again for another ACP film track, and we are doing something new, another something new. This is going to be the start of what I am going to call Tremors Tuesday. We're going to start front-loading so many film tracks that I don't know what to do with them, so I'm going to start putting them out on Tuesday. So you are probably listening to this on a Tuesday. I'm not sure which Tuesday, probably the Tuesday after we've started this one. But we are going to go through all of the Tremors movies because Oddball found that they are all on Netflix. So first up, hello, Oddball.
I swear it's not my fault. I had no idea you guys would actually take me seriously on this.
These are great movies, classic movies. Okay, they get less great and less classic as you go along, but still.
Eh, I mean, we'll get there. We'll save talking about the other ones. It is as we're going through, but and Ponya is secret listening. She's like, she eavesdrops lies. And we did Buckaroo Banzai, which is
awesome.
Was it one of the first cult films? I don't know. We'll get into that. Let's not have too much pre-show banter. Oh, did I introduce you, David?
Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't ya?
Oh, Reba.
that was actually Bert.
Yeah, that was Bert. But never mind. We'll get there.
So, we'll get there. We'll get there.
I've got it loaded up too. Since it's Netflix, they do it on the negative time scale. They don't give the positive. 135:26 on Netflix. It's the first frame of the No Frills / a Wilson Maddox production. And so
Maddox, not Maddox.
Yeah. Whatever. it's he knows his name.
Okay.
But. So I'll let you pause the show and get that all queued up, and then we will get ready to start the movie. All right, you're all queued up to the, what was it, the number was 135:26, No Frills, Wilson Maddox production. And
we are
going to get this show started in 3, 2, 1, play.
And it's so bland that you don't know it's playing until it fades out.
Yeah, I realize there's no music here.
So
here's the music.
David, how many of the Tremors movies have you guys seen?
Yes, all of them.
All six. When Sci-Fi had their like brief TV series,
I saw all of those too.
Yeah,
as did I.
They had a marathon of them.
And this is just mean right here. What Kevin Bacon does is just mean. Not this part.
And by the way, what are all of our Kevin Bacon numbers?
2?
Yeah, I'm thinking 2, but I'm trying to remember what the connection was.
Well, for me, it's easy. One of my wife's... her family names is Bacon.
Oh.
So she's actually his cousin.
Oh, very cool.
Okay, yeah, then.
I'm not sure if that's 1 or 2.
That would be... It might be 3? Because it's all under direct connection. So has your wife met Kevin Bacon?
I think she was at an event where he was. I don't know if she's actually met him personally.
Okay. I know I'm 2 because Nate Spencer, the creator, and by you being creators, you're at least a 3. Anyone that has met me has a 3 because Nate Spencer opened for the Bacon Brothers when they came to Maine.
Yep.
Oh,
well, cool. the Bacon Brothers played regularly in Western Massachusetts, and we lived half an hour from Western Massachusetts.
Yep.
So they weren't far.
What year is this?
1990.
Okay.
Which means this movie is 20 years old.
Yeah. And it's
correct my math.
It's right it's right on the cusp where they stopped having characters just
not smoke.
Nonchalantly lighting up a cigarette.
Right.
And don't you mean 10 years ago? Because the 80s was... 1980 was only 20 years ago.
I'm good with that. But this is still during casual smoking... Before only bad guys smoked.
Yeah. I mean, I remember you see like movies in the 80s, Rain Man's a good example, where Tom Cruise, I mean, he smokes maybe like 3 cigarettes in that whole movie. So it's one of those, like, his character's not really a smoker, but he occasionally has a cigarette, and it's one of those, like, that's...
Okay, watch
Brent
this.
Brent Maddock, that's... That's the question.
Watch Kevin Bacon here. I love this. And then watch Burt Ward's face. Have either of you ever run wire, whether Bob or not?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is not fun. And it does require at least 2 people, and both of them have to do more than a half-assed job, unlike Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the closest I've got is I definitely worked with a lot of cables on boats, and you learn really quickly. You wear gloves.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a splinter from a steel cable.
A slash from a steel cable?
No, like when a barb of wire comes off and embeds in your skin. And so think about a wood splinter.
It's the new one, and she's a girl. He's always thinking. Not the way Earl would like him to think. Long blonde hair, green eyes, lower class taboists, and legs that go all the way up.
I'm sorry.
I've heard this line a few times.
You're a little older than me, David. Have you met a woman that doesn't have legs that go all the way up?
Not that I recall. I have met a couple who had legs that no longer went all the way down.
Oh.
Oh, Val.
Are they implying something? It's kind of interesting they put seismographs in the area of a place that's as dead as this valley.
Yeah.
That might be part of the reason. Is getting like a baseline or something.
I don't know.
If it's not tectonically active, then...
In my pre-show research, I was looking up to see if it actually said what state this was supposed to be in. You know,
I thought it was in Nevada.
I'm trying to remember if it was Nevada or
Arizona.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be Arizona. I think it's Nevada. I think it's Nevada.
I think as well, but we'll have to see.
I'm with Earl.
Makes my skin crawl when I break nails too.
Hmm.
Yeah, Nevada.
And I believe you said it the proper way. Said Nevada.
Yep, license plate.
Huh.
Population 14.
Including me?
I'm not sure if it includes Val and Earl.
Yeah, I'm always curious about like signs that have like very very specific census data. Like, yeah, what do you do when someone goes out of town?
I mean, I guess they have to repaint the sign.
Yeah.
Have you watched My Name Is Bruce?
Yes, I own a copy.
Is that the Bruce Campbell movie?
Yes, it's. Oh wait, yes. wait, Bert.
Yeah, it's Reba McEntire and that guy from Family Ties.
And for just a little bit of trivia, about that was Michael Gross began filming this only one day after shooting the last episode of Family Ties.
Oh, interesting.
So he literally came from Family Ties to this.
And of course, this was back when people thought that HydroShock ammo was the good stuff.
Well, for the day it was.
Well, yeah.
1990, weren't Black Talons around yet or not yet? Is that another couple of years?
I think Black Talons right around that time. I'm trying to remember when I worked for the law firm. It was a little bit, I think it was a little bit after that.
I think it like might have been 1992.
I mean, and there's seismic activity.
91. And then sorry.
Holy crap. Gravel is actually moving.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yep. That's more than just what they're getting right there. Oh, plus, never mind the fact that she's digging. Wait.
Well, she's burying the sensor.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be.
Watch it.
Burying the sensor would cause it to go all sorts of apeshit, wouldn't it?
Exactly. I love this part, though.
Sam Raimi cam.
Yes. Shaky cam. Ground level shaky cam. That wouldn't be creepy at all.
Awesome horror payoff on the, you see that there's something and something's going on. And they actually did show the mounding instead of some horror movies. I really appreciate it too. If they just show the POV shot, but don't actually ever pay it off. So it's one of those, it's kind of like when you hear like a really, really creepy soundtrack and you're like, is that supposed to be creepy background music or are they actually hearing this?
I love their beer cooler. Beer cooler. Come on, show the beer cooler.
Ah, yes.
It's a Turlet. What's the brand of beer?
Oh, it's Coors.
Of course it is, because they're west of the Rockies.
I screwed up and should have grabbed a Coors instead of a Budweiser for tonight.
Especially it was original Coors. Shitter was full.
Yep. Ready?
Heard a comedian talking about his having a house with a septic tank, and he's a guy open up the hatch in the backyard. And he goes, "Why are we saving it?" I like how he's laughing, but there's shit being sprayed all over his yard in the desert.
Well, it's his parents' yard. Wait. Don't forget your sign. Like, and how deep is the aquifer there, I wonder, because she's sprinkling sand. Ooh. And? Ah. Oh, and Black Talons were introduced in 1991.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I do love the old truck, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially out in that environment, it'll keep forever.
Oh, yeah.
The paint will get ruined, but from the sand, but...
Yeah, the sand and the sun will get you bare metal eventually. Rock, paper, scissors. Maybe that should be Weird's new nickname.
Booze Hound?
Yeah, or Damned Old Booze Hound. As you age.
Oh, I am.
Like a fine wine? Or like a banana?
It's got the Winchester.
Did anyone recognize the actress playing the doctor's wife?
Oh, no, I didn't even see her. Mm-mm. I was trying to figure out who was playing the doctor. He looked familiar, but...
She was 8 years earlier, played the part of Carol Marcus in Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. And sadly, 6 years later, she passed away.
Oh, bummer. Speaking of passed away, he just got turned into poop and a seismic reading.
At least he has something to, you know, left to remember by. Did something burn out? Sort of a Winchester rifle.
Yeah. Especially, why would you kill yourself by dying of thirst, which is supposed to be quite unpleasant.
Slow and painful.
When
you've
got a Winchester. Right.
Or at the very least are really high up off the ground.
How do they go through tires?
I concur. Somebody turn your sheep inside out.
I like his Zen garden lawn. Mm.
What's interesting is how the hell was he growing a garden in that shit? I mean, that is like...
I wonder if he brought the dirt in.
But it's not even dirt.
I mean, what the hell's going on?
Especially, you got to imagine there can't be that much of him underneath there.
Well, if you took a look, you could see the jagged stump of the neck. Mm.
Except you guys are rocking the jackhammer. Oh, close up.
Ow. What the hell?
Must have hit a transmission line.
Or a hydraulic line under the ground.
Yeah.
And also, I want to say that it's meaningful that something to take notice of the fact that it's red blood here.
Orangish red, but yeah.
Oh, payphone, kids ask you folks.
So they need to repaint the sign for 12 now.
Though also the dude up in the, was it 14?
It was 14.
It was 14, yeah.
Yep.
So now they're down two. Plus whoever the guy's doing the construction work.
They weren't residents, though, so they're not on the sign.
Probably.
Nothing to stop us now. Nothing to stop us now. Why would you say that?
Was that one of those, the Jeep pickup trucks? What were those called?
Damn it.
It's not the Gladiators, the Wrangler variation.
And hair. They included some hair in there, too.
Yeah.
Nice single action army. Finger off the trigger, Earl.
Yeah, I think it was Jeep Wrangler Townside.
Okay. This is the third time they've come back.
Earl's got the right reflexes. I thought they smell bad on the outside.
Another great introduction to the creature.
And that is Michael Gross's actual hat. Oh.
Are they hauling cinder blocks in that station wagon?
Yes.
Because that'd be mighty unpleasant.
They might have a trailer hitch that we can't see because of their legs. Mm-hmm. Nope, no trailer hitch. Spaghetti-o.
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
She's right.
That was not tasty.
Listen to her. Listen to her.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, which means he's an idiot.
Doesn't mean he's an idiot, but it means that he may not listen so well. But it does mean that he tastes delicious.
Oh, that was one of the leg bones breaking. She wasn't so happy to see the last gym at all.
Jim had the keys.
Yeah, that's why you should always have two sets of keys, at least.
Yep.
Every member of a party should have the keys.
Well, that was one of like the good bits of writing in the 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead, is when Sarah Polley realizes that things are going sideways for her, you see her, the first thing she does is grab the keys, and there's an establishing shot for it.
Well, because in the original Night of the Living Dead...
Oh, yeah, she doesn't have the keys in that. You're right.
The couple in the graveyard?
Yep.
Where
Barbara
the,
and
the,
Johnny.
Yep, I can remember the names, thank you. Johnny gets killed. And later in the house, Johnny had the keys.
Yep, yeah, she pulled the e-brake and the car just neutraled down the hill.
$3.
Bird is our people.
Reba too.
It's a box canyon with a base on the other end.
We know who's best on a horse.
Ooh.
Swiss cheese and bullets. Yeah, how the West was won. Trying to figure out what Bert's rifle is. There aren't that many that take detachable magazines.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, his isn't the...
Yeah, Melvin's a little stinker.
If that's one word for him.
I bet if you go on IMFDB...
Oh wait! This isn't censored, right?
You are correct, sir.
Melvin's an asshole.
Melvin, shitbag.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, most of the stuff in the septic tank was his.
That is
absolutely true. But I also like how Reba handed somebody a .375 H&H Magnum who had never shot it.
And only the ammunition in the gun.
Well, I mean, how many rounds is it? It's one of those, like, even if there's just three rounds in the gun, three rounds of .375 H&H Magnum, if you run dry on that, I don't know if a reload's going to help you.
If you hit.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're and you shot those in quick succession, you're done shooting for the day anyways. Yes.
Yep. All right. So, according to the Internet Movie Firearms Database, Bert's rifle is a Steyr Mannlicher SSG P2.
What's it in? 308?
Yeah, well, 7.62x51, which is basically same. Close enough to same for discussion purposes. But... Bert and Heather have got some serious money.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, kids, feel free to go to your local internet forum to see the arguments as to whether or not that is the same or one will blow up your gun or what.
Yes.
Because I've seen answers all over the place on that one.
I kind of did that already with the different cartridges.
I guess you did.
Giddy up. Give them their head, let them go. So much for Heather's rifle. They're under the goddamn ground.
Nice shot.
Or
just one really goddamn big one. And then the establishing.
Not all.
Smile, you son of a bitch. You used the sights the first time. That's
a really good-looking puppet.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
I've never understood the throwing down the gun.
Well, it's weight. And when you're doing a panic run, you just drop anything that's weight. Read about some of the military routes. Not a retreat, but a route.
Oh, yeah.
And troops drop anything and everything.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing of the old Spartan come back with your shield or on it thing.
Oh!
Because, well, if you won the battle, you still had your shield with you.
Yep.
If you had to run away, that shield was heavy.
Yep. And so the blood's a little bit more orange here than when the guy hit it with with the jackhammer, but within the same colors family.
Mm. Yes. Did you notice the little, dead creature? Yes.
And she just noticed.
Weird. It seriously bit its tongue.
This is plural. There, it's reddish. So it's gotten a little redder.
It's just a question of how they mixed up the mixture.
Yep.
You think? You saw.
Yeah, totally unnecessary exposition.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But they're kind of like the mob. You thought you got away, and they drag you right back in.
Which, that's Godfather Part 3, isn't it? I found his turd cutter! I done found his fart box!
It was originally supposed to have a stinger at the end, I remember reading. Sure, Earl. We all knows about him. It didn't tell you.
Haven't you read Dune? Frank Herbert used to live in this valley.
It's going to be a cool 25.
Shut up.
I mean, that is a great reaction too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The idea of going down into a prairie dog barrel, you're gonna think it's something else. Why don't you go the other way towards the rock pile? We'll go for that. That's about the closer, I guess.
Easier to get up on, I think. Explains old Edgar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was nice effect too.
Yeah, I mean the practical effect. I mean practical effects as a general rule, you do good practical effects, they hold up for as long as you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they learned the proper lesson from Jaws. I mean, Jaws, they planned to have a lot more of the shark, but the Bruce misbehaved. Mm-hmm. But it was so much more effective when you didn't see the shark, and they took that.
Yeah. Also similar to in Fight Club, the beating of Angel Face, Jared Leto's character, the initial shooting of it, the MPAA said, you know what, that's a little too brutal, let's do something about it. And so Fincher instead took shots of the faces of the people around him reacting,
right,
to him
showing the horror beat
in. And they realized, oh, and when they did it to a test audience screening of it, they were way more disgusted by it.
Oh yeah. Well, and also a
number of examples of that.
When in the first Deadpool movie, mm-hmm. when Deadpool kills the creepy guy and just goes, "Yeah, you're not going to want to watch this," and pans over to the bystanders going, "Ah, mm-hmm.
this is not going to end well for me, is it?" Like, and what kind of soles does he have on those boots? And his butt cheeks, thinking quickly, walked him away from the edge of the rock.
That's right. As they sucked up a whole bunch of denim and cotton underwear.
Yeah, they need a pee corner. Little shout out for the other Orville fans.
Or they should go and grab the board and bang on the ground a little bit and then piss on the creature.
Well, it pissed them off, might as well.
Exactly. Again, as I mentioned in one of the blooper reels, pissing on an anthill. Run, cowards, run!
Yeah.
Where is your god now?
Earl.
And then you screw up and get a yellow jacket's nest instead of an anthill?
Then you use a flamethrower.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
I mean, no, I'm talking like a proper military flamethrower that'll fling frame like 40 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just get nice and close with the WD-40 in a match. Maybe swing by CVS.
You think you might want that again?
Yeah, well, too bad it's gone now.
And it's chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Din, 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 din.
Oh, you should have pole vaulted with a cigarette still in your mouth. Got extra
cool
points. And by pole vaulting, he's talking about his penis.
Harder than it looks. I like the synchronized. It's a nice touch.
And some good accordion music. Ooh, a Mazda B.
Okay. Smart girl.
And beware the 75 horsepower of that truck.
That's impressive considering her head's under the dash. She got great eyes.
But I like the name.
Yeah.
It is one of the better names that they come up with in the series,
especially given the fact
Nev that Caltel.
I am
they didn't get far either.
No, I love that I'm both a an Aliens fan and someone who's fluent in Latin, and just like, oh god, they're called the Xenomorphs. It's just the worst name ever.
Right up there with Hemivore.
Yes. Vampires.
So excitable. No, shut up, Melvin. English.
Oh, come on. They've already established the pogo stick.
Yep.
Of course, they threw Chekhov's,
I love
Chekhov's
this.
Basketball.
I love that. I'm going to help you.
They're going to tag team him.
Oh. Checking it out. A lot of product placement in this scene.
Oh, yeah.
Those boxes labeled Dingo, I wonder if they have baby food in them. Mindy.
Yep. Schrodinger's pogo stick.
Yep. She's got her headset on.
And she's trying to break a world record.
Yep. Val.
At
slurp.
Yeah. It doesn't like it, believe it or not.
It's not food. Hope they have a good concrete foundation, not just cinder block. Don't roll. Well, it rolled you. Ah, I've gotten whaled by barbed wire. That really does not feel good. And Val the hero.
You would think it would spit out the barbed wire, too.
It's a little busy. They didn't rehearse this scene, by the way. The director specifically chose not to rehearse that scene so that her startled reaction in having to get out of her pants in 5 seconds was realistic. I love that.
Yeah.
You mean the lack of britches?
That too.
Well, you know. By the way, there is a movie going on beyond that.
Behind the lock of britches?
Believe it or not, yes.
Pretty sure no.
The whole point of the movie was to get to this, right?
Exactly.
It's a love story. Earl.
Oh, I've definitely seen pornos that start this way. They didn't quite go the point of having the subterranean prehistoric monsters.
Orange Crush.
Compressor.
Oh, good. I was about to say, not a single one of those soda cans ruptured.
Oh,
why don't you have a Pepsi?
Oh,
yeah.
Don't worry. He lives. He just or rather he gets reincarnated in
lots of other movies.
Little China.
Yep.
And other stuff. He was in The Golden Child too.
Yes, he was.
He was in a lot of stuff.
And I think this is one of the very few movies that he didn't play
a bad guy.
Old mystic Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Old mystic general storekeeper.
Yep.
I give you $5 for it.
20. 10. 15.
Product placement.
Fine, 15.
Have some Hunt's to diced tomatoes.
Yep. Like I said, a lot of product placement.
Gotta wonder, a movie, I mean, it wasn't that big of a movie.
Oh, it was a box office bomb.
Oh, I mean, it was definitely a turd in the box office. Though, again, true cult status.
Right?
But, I mean, I guess, I mean, those monsters are pretty darn good. They threw some money at this.
Yeah, I think they intended for this to be a pretty big hit.
Yeah, watch him climb.
Ta-da!
Yeah, the one we keep on hoping gets eaten keeps on getting away.
The gummer bumps.
Uzi for you. And just in case there was any discussion about what state they were in.
Yep.
Oh, actually, this didn't really bomb. Well, sort of. According to IMDb, the budget was 11 mil. Gross US, 16.667 mil. Hmm.
Yeah, which is considered a failure.
Well, but it made money.
It did make money, but it's still considered a failure.
Funny thing is, apparently it never had a worldwide release, because cumulative worldwide gross is the exact same as the U.S. gross.
Right.
Wow.
Little Dylan product placement. And how much did she shoot while they were out there? And she didn't put the wing nut on it.
Nope.
Although she married the wing nut. But hey.
I'm out, David. You got me on that one.
Yes, you clearly Jesus. Got him unaware.
Oh no, I worked out today too. I was doing sit-ups. It hurts.
My work here is done. Or it's just started.
Oh, this is the reason why I do this shit.
It's what we prepared for.
Get up on the roof. Fuck you. I'll stand my goddamn ground.
Those are not nearly secure enough windows for them.
No.
under the goddamn ground. Reba, finger off the trigger. See, Bert, I mean,
it was 1990.
Yeah, but Bert's doing it right. And she grew up around guns. Oh, there's a mech shotgun reloader on this bench, too. Oh, not on the reloading bench anymore. The day we moved in to our house here in Tennessee, the movers are unloading and we're talking with them. And from up the valley, I hear the sound of freedom, which sounds an awful lot like gunshots.
Oh, God, that's such a good shot.
Oh, the wall.
I know. You can tell the blanks from the flash coming out of the ejection port of the shotgun.
It's...
Oh, yeah.
It was from 90, but...
Vintage M16.
That Uzi on the wall has the stupid long barrel on it.
Oh, yep.
I think that was a that's a G3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or HK91.
Yep.
There's an M1 Garand up there too. SKS below it, I believe.
That's right. That's exactly what you do with a G3. Is you throw it on the ground.
Yeah. Rifles aren't bothering it. Let's go to the handguns. And the good stuff. Is that a Webley on the bottom shelf?
Oh,
I missed it. But yeah,
like that was a Tokarev right behind her.
It looks like, is it a 4-bore?
8. It's an 8-bore shotgun
with slugs, I believe.
Lever. Whoa, good girl, cover your ears because that's gonna hurt. And what's with the chicken wing, Bert?
I mean, 1990.
Yeah, but he wasn't shooting the other guns that way.
And he did not have that thing properly shouldered at all.
And he dropped it on the ground. No. Wait, best line of the movie. Come for it. Mother humper.
I like the
that
fact
was part that, of the requirement.
I like the fact that they called it, still call it a rec room, though, because it's one of those, yep. Like, the room I'm sitting in right now is literally...
Second best line in the movie is coming up any moment now.
But no, I'll tell my wife, yeah, I'll be down in the armory.
And what's that in his holster?
Is it 1911?
No, bigger.
Eagle?
Yes. It was 1990. Wait. That was the second best line of the movie. And that's going to especially hurt. It's dirt. It's what they fill sandbags with.
Yeah.
It's do they?
It's what they fill clearing barrels with.
Well, and I think Reba has a Gerber LMF knife on her hip. Yeah, the puppetry is so good with those.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, in the rec room scene, when they cut to the green screen, it suddenly was like, oh, okay. Green screen in miniature.
Oh, tar paper roof.
Mm-hmm.
That brings back some unpleasant memories, too.
Did you go through it?
No, I helped put one on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I've put a couple of those on.
Yeah. Guy I was doing with turned around and actually shed his t-shirt on fire that he draped over something on the roof because it was so hot.
Yeah, I did it in the summer.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much when you have to.
And it was in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
In Tennessee.
I did it in the summer, in the afternoon, in Maine.
No, New York. Upstate New York.
Not so bad.
But it still gets plenty hot.
Yeah.
Nestor.
I think it's going to end well for you. Thankfully, you really weren't a well-developed character.
Nope.
Nope.
It's amazing that his yellow shirt is not red.
We hardly knew you.
Well, in Star Trek Next Gen, weren't the security personnel shirts yellow? Or is that... Because red was command in there. Yeah. Well, there goes Nestor. Get Melvin. Or should we call him Hudson?
Game over, man!
Game over, man!
Thank you! No, it's not an LMF. It's got a knuckle duster on it. But that's not a nice third generation Smith. Or is that a SIG?
Looks like a SIG.
That's a SIG. That's a SIG.
All nickeled up. Cause she likes
and
him
in
pretty.
A crappy holster.
It was the 90s. Or wait for it. Or a tank. Wait. There's just one small problem.
Do it!
Smart. I think we better do something quick.
I think any idea is better than no idea.
I'm amazed that they haven't fallen through already. That's also a good line. Ground's getting closer. So much for her pottery.
I'm free, I'm free.
Run, run.
Tumbling along with the tumbling tumbleweeds.
Oh, that didn't feel good.
Right on the tailbone.
I wonder what's this way. Hey, let's go over here. Ow!
Of course, you saw the little cable that was pulling it.
Don't stop. Just keep running.
Yeah.
Until... This also, I thought, was the under-the-ground view.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a little less good.
Stop trying to figure it out. Just, oh, never mind. I forgot that he was still under siege.
Oh, what was that?
There we go.
Boy in the 90s.
Smart chicks are so sexy.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that trailer? Because it's curved like the bottom half of a tanker truck, but it's got the hydraulic lift arm at the front.
It's just one of those construction dumper.
Oh, yeah. So it was a skip.
Carry sand or something in it.
Okay. I've always seen those as flat bottom, not round bottom.
Arr!
One of my personal favorite lines is coming up in regards to Bert and Heather.
And actually, that trailer looks like it might have been a tanker that got cut in half.
Yeah, except it had the hydraulic lift arm at the front. That was a thing that...
True.
It just didn't make sense.
What 458 would that be?
Was there a pardon?
458 Win Mag?
Oi.
What's
no.
What's the
four? It would have been a I would think it would actually be a Nitro Express cartridge.
Yeah, maybe.
But
because he's smart.
Let's see if they say anything about it. I don't know my odds and end calibers.
Oh, I know Bert. I know Bert. God damn monsters. I feel you, Bert. I feel you.
Yeah.
Of course, that thing shouldn't be able to get very far on the fuel it carries.
Yeah, according to this, it's a 458 Win Mag.
Any sign of them? They're under the ground! How many times do we have to tell you that?
I see worm sign.
Yeah.
They need a thumper.
Micro Uzi.
And looks like a model 27, 28.
I'm actually on the page right now. It says it is a 28.
They're the same gun. The difference is in the finish. And the 27 had a checkered top strap. Best character. Stop wasting ammunition.
Yeah, do you remember how long, how many inches of sand it takes to stop a 50 BMG?
Not off the top of my head.
Something like less than 8.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah, something like that.
Pardon my French. Ruger
Red Hawk
GP100 is swing out cylinder
44 Magnum Red Hawk.
Okay.
Wee.
Oh, and according to the Internet Movie Firearms Database, the elephant gun is a Belgian made William Moore and Company 8 gauge firing slugs.
Yep.
The shotgun was provided by Ellis Mercantile for the film. When it was thrown from the truck to the rock, it was dropped and the stock shattered at the wrist due to the 12 and a half pounds that the shotgun weighs.
Oof.
Crazy.
That's just painful.
Yeah. But hey, at least we got a decent movie out of it, unlike the guitar that gave its life for the Hateful Eight.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah, well, in Kurt Russell's defense, I love the fact that he opens it and checks it. But in Kurt Russell's defense, the script called for a prop guitar at that point.
Oh, yeah, and he thought he had a prop guitar.
Right, well, that's what the script called for. He thought that he had grabbed. And they didn't have they didn't have the time to stop him.
And, yeah, he was apparently in tears when he found out that...
Oh, yeah.
No, that was a over 100-year-old...
Irreplaceable.
...guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oddball, no.
Cobra. Cobra 380. Yeah, not a good idea. That's the Denali, so that's the straight blowback one.
I thought he liked Ponya.
I thought he liked breathing.
Yeah. And the thing is, Bert, you wouldn't die of starvation. You'd die of thirst much faster.
And for those listening at home, I am currently contemplating ordering a Remington R51.
Which we support.
And a mutual friend has been...
Wait. Wait. There we go.
What else would you use it for?
I actually had some Canon fuse.
Did you have a Canon?
No, it was the installment.
I've always wanted to build a Cremora pot.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or a Cohorn mortar.
But a mutual friend is telling me, no, I really shouldn't order the R51, and instead has been giving me other suggestions, like
the Cobra 380.
A Cobra 380.
Well, and, you could have put a bid on that that auctioned Remington 1851 or 1951.
The original Model 51, yeah. Not the R51, the Model 51.
And there's Orange Guts.
Bits.
Yep.
Aha, Melvin. Whoop. One down, many to go.
Turned him inside out.
Ew.
Looks like barbecue.
I gotta wonder what household chemicals it was.
That's Stumpy. Good throw.
Yep. Not food.
This is the smart one.
Yep.
Better throw.
And it lands on top of all the others.
Of course it does.
Schrodinger's powder magazine.
Ow. How'd you get way out there? It doesn't care about sound through the air, sound through the ground, stomp, jump, shoot at the ground, Bert.
So, believe it or not.
Wait. It's the last one. You gave it to her. See, that one, the underground bit wasn't bad.
But the first person view into the dirt, you did not care for.
It just looked fake.
That's Oops. A good idea.
And
Sploot.
boot.
Squeeze. And that time the blood was orange.
Reddish orange. It was pretty much reddish orange throughout the whole thing. It's just different shades.
Yeah. For some reason, I was remembering it being more yellow in this scene.
Hmm. The hero. You can get off the rock now.
And Melvin was tragically eaten on the way home.
And there was much rejoicing.
This is back when People Magazine was relevant.
Kids, ask your parents.
Nikon, which model? Oh, Valentine. Boys.
Idiot.
He doesn't know how to talk to girls. He's young and stupid. He knows. There we go.
Touchdown.
I told you, Tremors is a love story.
He found it eventually.
Hey, who was it that played this?
I believe she was in the movie.
Never heard of her.
Good movie. What a good movie. And for another bit of trivia, in the original script, the owner of the convenience store was going to be a Vietnamese man named Phan Vo, or Pham Van. But when Victor Wong was cast, he asked that last name be changed to Chang.
I mean, it makes more sense because out west, Chinese immigrants and all that.
I mean, mostly, but I mean, there were a number of Vietnamese communities there as well.
Yeah, you know, that's true. And he's got the accent, so it's not like his great grandparents built the railroads.
Yep.
Well, there, my Netflix is quit out, so I can't see the credits anymore. But
yeah, mine too. I didn't get there quick enough to say watch Scret. No.
Yep. So, but needless to say, your show is done, fine listeners and Patreon supporters, but our night is not done because we're going to watch Tremors 2, which will Woo-hoo! Be released on a future Tuesday for Tremors Tuesday.
Yeah.
It just seems like such a good
Tremors
idea.
Tremors Tuesday.
It seems like
Tremors
such a good
2
idea.
Aftershocks.
Yeah. All right. So we will see you. Well, I mean, there'll be other. I mean, if it's a Tuesday, there's going to be a Wednesday. There's more stuff. I mean, I just edited a blooper reel this morning. So, So yeah, there'll be other Patreon stuff, but next Tuesday will be another Tremors Tuesday. Tremors
2. And in all honesty, unless they show up at the NRA annual meeting, they're not going to see us.
I mean, theater of the mind.
They could.
Yeah, but yeah.
So that's true. They could be cyber stalking us.
I love it.
I mean, we could spontaneously decide that things need to be a Twitch stream, but
a what?
Well, that seems like a terrible idea.
Parents, ask your kids.
Oh. We could do little Vines shorts.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. God. All right. On that note, David, thank you for coming. Don't speak anymore.
Neener, neener, neener.
Oddball, thank you for coming. You're an asshole.
It wasn't me that came up with the bad idea this time.
Yeah, well, mostly. So thank you so much for joining for the first Tremors Tuesday for the first Tremors movie. There's a whole lot more of these, so we will see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everyone.